Mark, you've been looking at all the networks we're building these days and all the cameras and sensors all around the planet that are all networked together, and you're looking at the implications of this, and you're seeing the creation of digital Earths. What do you mean by that?
Well, Dave, it seems as though we've gotten beyond the cameras in London for the IRA, and we're now at the point where the ocean, the atmosphere, all of the landmass, and many parts of those things are all being filled with sensors, and in that sense, they're being digitized. So the planet itself is being digitized right now.
And people can tap into this right now very easily through their home computers. For example, there's the World Wind Project. Can you tell me about that?
You bet. So World Wind came, I think, as a result of our Earth 2 project. Now it's 10 years old. It's really beautiful. It's sponsored by NASA. And the idea is they've provided what technically is a programming interface, but to know, most people would look like a real Earth on the screen of their computer. And you can go to your hometown or anywhere else on the planet, put your finger there, and then ask questions about all the knowledge that has been accumulated by universities, by scientists, by communities about that place. So let's say you want to buy a new house. You could put your finger on a place you're interested in and ask about educational stats. You can ask about crime rates, fire rates, police rate. Anything you're interested in would be right at the touch of your fingertips because it's all organized on one Earth browser.
Of course, it sounds really cool, really gee whiz kind of technology. But I always worry about the dark side of these things because all this information is out there. I mean, Facebook is having facial recognition software as part of it, and all these social networks and data networks and everything being networked together. Where's this information going, and what are people, what's going to be done with it all?
So I believe you're absolutely right to be concerned. And one of the lessons that all people are waking up to is the need for privacy and for fighting for that right of privacy. We won't go into the legal parts of this right now, but it's really important for people to stand up for their own rights. We haven't been doing a very good job of that lately, and it's time to do that. That's kind of irrespective of gathering what the temperature of the ocean is, but your point's an excellent one, Dave, and I think we really need to all take it seriously.
Well, getting back to things like the temperature of the ocean, I mean, you're seeing this huge planetary sensor system being developed and all this massive data flowing around the planet. We can tap into that, and we should be able to use that data to make better predictions about the world. And I mean, what's the good stuff? What are the positive things here?
Well, the best thing about this is going to be taking the emotion out of conversations about things like global warming. Or are the fish all gone in a particular area? Are we overfishing? Are we over-harvesting certain crops? Or are we over-harvesting trees? There are too many chances for people who don't mean well and are fully aware of the real problems who just use lobbyists and money to confuse the citizens of the world. And I think this is a great chance for the citizens of the world to get the real information about what's happening on their planet and be informed.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.